Tzmiras Loshes, Shas Tzvir, Perek Tez Zayin. It says, a person who makes a Meriva al Rabbi, to get people to fight against his Rebbe, Kecholik al Hashvina. Nema, Atoitim al Hashem, says when they made a Machlegis against Moshe Rabbeinu, it was considered Machlegis against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Chol Machanina says, let's make the argument with his Rebbe, as if he made it with his Shvina. Other Pasuk, Meriva al Shirovu, and Yisrael Hashem. Person has tainas on his Rebbe, as if he has tainas on his Shrina. People that have tainas are both. That's not what a person should be. A person who always has negative thoughts about his Rebbe, it's a negative thoughts against the Shrina. Even the thought itself is considered a major issue. So he said how terrible it is that some people, they easily find ways to not get along with the Rav, or the Bezin, especially if they went in for it in turn, they didn't get the psalm they liked. And they're not afraid of the tremendous punishment that one can get in Olam Haba. And also, even this world causes a lot of painful things. It says, Vadaat the Pnei Zokin. And we know that that's going on. The elderly person here is talking about Zokin B'chokhma. Teizu Hidu. You shouldn't stand in his place. You shouldn't sit in his place. You shouldn't contradict his words. Because the person who does not behave in this fashion, says the Gemara, is considered a Rasha. In the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Forget what he learns and shortens his life and he comes into poverty. Like it says, Toiv lo yiyeh l'rosh v'yach yom katzel sh'enene yoreh. It's good for the Rosh not to have a long life because he's not, he doesn't have fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All this is the Rosh and the Medrash.
Yeah.
And the Medrash is going, and not a person who's making a whole fight with this Rosh, because if he's not mechaber the way he should, you know, of course he can if he tries to get people down to the fight again.